There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad to have you along, and keep our eyes on the weather as we just get lines of thunderstorms coming through. You know how it works. It's rain, it has lightning, and the wind blows. Okay, move on past that, plus flash flood warning going on. Also, to update the story from 43, up on 43, it's still, I guess, shut down. North and southbound 43 at Radcliffe Road. Here's an update here from our news partners at WKRG. It said News 5 has learned more about the dangerous chemical leak in Criolla. A Mobile County Commission spokesperson said a valve was loose in a truck, causing a substance to leak. The substance was nitric acid, the MCC spokesman confirmed, despite sources initially saying otherwise the chemical leak did not lead to a fire. Well, you see the picture, that may just be the leak of the substance without fire. I mean, nitric acid, that's, I don't know what they, I mean, you can use it for a lot of stuff. The nitric acid I know you use for when you're making like ammonium nitrate, right? Like a fertilizer, or if you just run it, mix it in other fertilizers or straight ammonium nitrate, you know, you like sugar for your crops. If you need to kick them up a little bit, you gotta come in there with, I don't know what they're using for in the truck. Maybe, you know, who knows the plants up there, but they still have the shelter in place in effect for folks up there. And it's still, I guess, right now, unless it, if it changes, we'll let you know, that Highway 43, north and southbound at Radcliffe Road. So if you're coming down, say you're coming down from Jackson or something like that, take a right before you get there and go around it. Okay? Give you a heads up, or we'll update the traffic, which, by the way, here we go. How about this for a segue? The FM Talk 106.5 app. And I'm always pushing it because you can use it to leave us one of those talkback messages. Of course, you can call the station, text the station through there. But you can also leave a talkback message by using the microphone icon, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and I can play it back on the air. But in addition to that, and show schedules and all our podcasts and social media feeds with breaking news on there, there's a weather information, and also traffic map on that app. So it's like a digital multi-tool. So check it out, the FM Talk 106.5 app. I think you will enjoy it. And let's get to the text line here. So many to get into. Let me try to organize these so they make a sense. Brad says, the night before this last election day, I don't know if the congressman's listening, but this is good. Night before the last election day, Jerry Carl stopped by my son's Cub Scout pack to talk to a group of scouts. Of all the other things he could have been doing, that's where he was. An incredible statesman. That's very nice. Yeah, if you on night before election day, on that Monday night, and you're out talking to Cub Scouts, it's good. Let's see. The Anderson from Foley says, can you talk about biting handling over the military base in Nitro to Russia? Doesn't make any more sense. I don't know. You come back on that one, Anderson. So is it Biden? This is the problem, too, with the voice-to-text. Voice-to-text, by the way, y'all want to make some money? Here's my thought. We put on an add-on, a widget that goes into the voice-to-text that translates how we sound in the South. Right? We can translate. So my best buddy texts me a lot, voice-to-text. And I think I've threatened that one day I'm going to make a coffee table book of what the text looked like that he sends me and what they were supposed to mean. It's pretty fantastic, the differences between the two. We need to have like a widget we can add on there so it can understand us. But maybe that's about Biden handing over the military base in Nitro. So come back on that one, Anderson, so I'd be interested. David said, can the congressman get Clotilda site to the National Register of Historical Places? I don't know that. What's the process there? Doesn't it have to be put up for that, David? Don't they have to come to an agreement there? Well, we need to come back in that discussion of what's going to happen with Clotilda going forward. Also, David said the Creek Indians are going to have to end up doing what the state did with the Beach Express Bridge. They're going to end up having to buy out one of the dog tracks to get full gambling in the state. That's interesting. That's an interesting idea, David. I hadn't thought about that. Joshua says, my grandfather is referenced in the book for information by the writer of the book. They say the wind is red. I need to finish reading that book one day. Well, thank you, Joshua. If that's about Creek Indians and the Creek Indian War, then I will Google that and probably purchase that book before I finish the show to add to the... Although I've gotten to where I love to read, but in reality, the more of them I can get in an audio version so I can put the headphones on. You know, I've got to... It takes about 6 hours to mow the grass at my place and or tractor time. So that's when I will consume some of those books more than reading. Because by the time I lay my head down at night, I have this stack of books by my bed. It's kind of comical. And I pick it up and I read a page, read the second page. And then next thing I know, the alarm clock goes off and I have to do it all over again. Let's see. Ampho and diesel fuel. I've heard this story before. Are you talking about the nitric acid, Maximus? I hope not. He's talking about if he's tracking where I'm tracking. I don't think anybody's making a bomb, but that is the dangers of it, right? Put those things together and they could go boom real fast. So they continue with that shutdown up there on Highway 43. Let's see. Okay, good. So let's get to people asking for... Hey, listen, people asking for the coordinates for the underwater forest. That's going to be the great thing. This protection is coming through. It's going to be out there. It's something we all need to see. It's a pretty darn cool thing to have 50 or 60,000-year-old cypress stumps out there in the Gulf to go down and check out that have been preserved. All right, Squirrel Vereen asked me this at the beginning of the last hour, but I said we'd hold it over. And I'll read this. He said, Sean Sullivan... Ask local media progressive complex, where is the outrage about what happened in Stockton? Why aren't they calling up the local NAACP and the lawyer lawsuit leeches? They always have the signs and chants ready. Why not pull them out for these victims? The only outrage we will see will be against guns and Governor Ivey. This goes back to, and actually, let me read this other text too, because this kind of fills in with it. This other text says, from unnamed texter, said, Sean, Mobile has a serious black crime problem, which is evident every day, especially this weekend. I'm afraid there is nothing that can be done. Okay. That is why saying nothing can be done. Now, can anything be done overnight? No. I mean, you still have to enforce laws. If you get bad guys, you put them in prison for as long as you can to keep them from doing this. Because it is, in reality, like everybody in law enforcement that comes on the show and we talk to, it's a small, small percentage of any given community that causes the crime. If you can, respecting civil liberties, keep them in jail and then keep them in prison, you reduce the number of crimes. But the other part of this is what John Young talks about on the show with me. We need to get John back on this week if possible, which, by the way, vote for him in the nappies for best Mobilian, best police officer, all those good things. We've got to change... To change where our hearts are and where the role modeling is and where we are culturally, because this story is all the stories. And yes, do I get more engaged when it's a story of a child killed? I do. I'm typecast that way. It's what brought John and I together all that time ago. When you have, even LaQuentin Moore's, you have kids that are dead for no reason than, like John says, the lack of guidance, right? You have the moral decay out there of people that are going to shoot up any group to settle some beef. And the majority of the time in our area, it's young black men or kids. And they're killing other young black men and kids. And something has to change. And you can't legislate, you can't arrest your way out of this. You have to change something in the hearts of people and role modeling going on. Now, the thing about that is it's not an easy fix. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. But if you don't start now, you'll never get started. So the story we're talking about that you've heard probably so many times already, Saturday night, deputies, and this is from NBC 15, deputies with Baldwin County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of gunshots in the Stockton community. Preliminary investigation revealed local residents hosted a May Day event in an open field on Upper Bryant Landing Road. I think I know which one that is. We estimated that there were approximately 1,000 people attending the gathering. Okay. It says a total of 18 people, and I think we're now actually up, it's a total of 18 people shot during the incident. Three of the victims succumbed to their wounds. They believe there may be more than one shooter. After initial response, Baldwin County Sheriff's Office requested the assistance of Baldwin County Major Crimes Unit to investigate the incident. Investigators assigned to the unit are on standby and if they're needed for help on leads. This quote here, I guess this is from Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, said they want to thank Baymanette Police Department, Loxie Police Department, Coastal Alabama Community College Police, and ALEA for helping them gain control of the chaotic scene. Can you imagine 1,000 people, and you have, it's more than that, it was 21 people shot, the way my math works, because you have 3 dead, 18 wounded in this. So 21 people shot, 21 people shot. For what? I mean, for what? This is a party? And violence breaks out. Now, there's no way, until I'm proven wrong here, there's no way that whoever the dirtbags that decided to start shooting other human beings had beef with 21 people. Right? Do you agree? There's no way that 21 people there were had done somebody wrong. So, the gunmen in this decided that in a chance to get whoever they wanted to get, to hell with everybody else. We're going to shoot them too while we're at it. We're going to just shoot everybody, shooting the crowd. That's not even something I think laws can fix, to go back to the initial point. Laws don't fix that. That's a moral decay. That's a moral decay. So what do you do about that? You lock them up? Okay. Lock those. Agreed. Like the texter said earlier, will they go after the guns? Listen, it's the guns' fault. There's all kind of guns all over the place that aren't shooting up a crowd of 1,000 people on a Saturday night. So the law is already out there. If you hadn't noticed, it says don't shoot people, right? Well, it's already on the books. Y'all can check. There's something bigger has to change. And not that, listen, we're not going to ever get rid of violence. I mean, maybe there's some AI future where we're all hooked up like the Matrix and it's, you know. But we're not going to get, it's been there since the word go. Cain and Abel were beefing, right? But the level of this and the disregard for innocent parties and other human beings is not something you can pass a law to deal with. It's something that has to change in the culture. And I mean, you look at the stories too on the gun side. I bet you're going to see guns used in this were obtained illegally. But that's still going to happen. So what do you change? I've said this before when the gun control people try to come after me on this show. I said, short of you're an omnipotent God that can wave a wand and remove every firearm in the country at one time, what are you going to do? Oh, you're going to control guns? Which guns are you controlling? Oh, you're going to control the guns that people are going to try to buy legally to exercise their Second Amendment right. Are you going to do anything to the guns that are obtained illegally? No. So, if you have a way to change this, that's beyond a sea change in morality, please let me know. I am all ears. I'm coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 123 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Let's get the week started with a check-in with my buddy Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron, you there?
Yes, sir.
There we are. Ron, okay, first of all, it's Monday. We talked about precious metals prices. What was happening with gold and silver last week? What's happening as we get the week started?
Yeah, gold and silver both holding steady. Actually, a slight increase on the day on both metals, so a great time to start a hedge or come by and add to what you already have going.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about, got my attention, because y'all got me into silver years ago. That silver price, what was it? What's it at right now?
Right at $28.43 an ounce.
Beats, I think I was 14 when I bought my first. So, yeah, that's even my math says that's almost a double of the money there on that. So that's significant. What about...
Yeah, we've been selling, Anna's been sitting here doing engraving all day on graduation gifts. A lot of people getting... last week it was all the Mother's Day engraving, and this week it's all the graduation stuff. So you still got plenty of time to come by and get engravables or Silver Eagles or... what have you is a nice graduation gift that maybe they'll keep for a long time instead of just throwing in a box and never seeing it again.
You're saying it's better than a pen? Come on, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, yeah, describe what people are doing, because there's a lot of us in that situation right now with graduates out there. So you get a silver round or gold. What are people buying most to do that, to get that engraving?
Most of these say happy graduation on the front. On the reverse is a plaque area to where you engrave right in, so you can put a personalized message in it. And you can just give it as a silver round, too. A lot of people are just buying Silver Eagles and skipping the engravables. But, I mean, Anna has been doing engravables so much, I'm going to have to relieve her in a little bit. Her fingers will stop working. So sell a lot of engravables right now.
All right. So get in there while Anna's fingers are still working. So give people directions and come do that.
We're located at 2204 Government Street, Midtown Mobile. Find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or just give us a call, 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Ron.
See you, Sean.
All right, there he goes. Ron checking in for Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. All right, let's go back to the text line here. Unnamed texter, I think. Oh, it's Robert. Okay. Robert said, as of the recent violent crimes, it seems to me that since the saga of the chief and the mayor, the crime rate has been going up. Who's in charge now? Where's the order around here? Well, we can talk about the shooting, you know, that went on at the Walmart at Schillinger. But this shooting, Robert, was the one we're discussing, was in Baldwin County. Well, I mean, I know the road, but driven down it with a boat on a trailer many times at Upper Bryant Landing. I know where that is. So that is... not the job of the city of Mobile, but it's a bigger conversation. Let's see. This texture says, this is Tim. Thank you, Tim. Says, so what you got to do is try to keep it in one general area. That can't happen if you have government giving away free houses in subsidized loans. You're saying for where the crime spreads. But okay, but Tim, let's talk about the fact that this was in a rural area of Baldwin County. This is, you know what I'm saying? That, so in this case, it's this idea of, well, were there, it's like happened at the New Year's Eve shooting. That some punk has a problem with some other punk dirtbag, and to hell with everybody else. To hell with everybody else, right? Until I'm proven wrong on this, and if I'm proven wrong, I will apologize and admit I was wrong, but there's no way in my mind that whatever the dirtbag gunman or gunmen, no, just dirtbags. I'm not going to use man with them because they're not men. Had a beef with 21 people that were shot, 3 of them dead. There's no way. So to hell with everybody else who's innocent. We're just going to shoot everybody to try to get the person we want to shoot. I mean, it is, you can't pass a law to change that in somebody's heart. Although this texter says we need automatic death penalty when you kill someone, a life for a life. And Maximus says the only change I've seen in 28 years, Sean, is a shift from halfway decent to an absolute disregard for anyone's life. And that's what I'm getting at. We're never going to say there's not going to be violence. There's not going to be beefs and issues at all. I would like it to be that way, but it's not. There's always going to be bad guys, right? It's one of the great reasons you have public safety. It's one of the great reasons you exercise your Second Amendment rights. There's always bad guys. But a disregard for anyone's life, and I agree with you, Maximus, and you know more than most about this, that you'd have somebody just to try to get one person they have a beef with to shoot into a crowd of 1,000 people. I can't wrap my mind around it. Thank God I can't. Thank God it leaves me slack-jawed. But we have to do something. And that change, you continue to police, you continue to arrest people, you continue to have a system that puts those people in jail and then in prison, hopefully, where they're away from the good citizens. But you have to change something. That can't fix all of it. Something in the hearts has to change. And can we do that overnight? Can I like go, oh, bud, tomorrow everything? No, it's not. But you got to do it one step at a time. It took decades to get here. It may take decades to fix. It doesn't mean it's not a task worth doing.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Monday. Hey, y'all say hello. We'll do it all together. Y'all say hello to my buddy David McCrary, LCM Motor Cars, who is on the road. You always hear him talk about going to auctions to get these vehicles. You are on the way right now.
Yeah, we are, Sean. We just landed in Orlando, so we're headed out today and tomorrow, and we'll be back Wednesday. And hopefully we'll have 3 or 4 loads of cars to bring back with us.
Do you go into those auctions thinking, I need a this, or are you looking at just the conditions of the vehicle? Like, what's your inside track on that?
Well, I just kind of look at see what I like, and then we go to the condition report and the Carfax. I mean, those are the two most important tools that we have because it gives us, an insight to where the car was at. Was it a northern car or was it a southern car? We don't like to have too many northern cars. It's just a feel for it, I guess.
Okay. And if somebody does have something specific, I know because I've been one of these people, you'll go headhunt that vehicle for us.
Absolutely. They just got to get in touch with us and let us know what they're looking for and what their time frame is, and we'll find it.
All right. Well, tell them how to do that. How they get in touch with you? How do they see the vehicles that are on the lot now?
You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Or just come see us. We're on Highway 9 at Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A.
All right, David, thank you. Good luck today.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate you.
All right, there he goes. David McCrary from LCM Motor Cars. And we'll get back to the text line. Although, reminder here, votenappies.com, nappy voting going on. And we do appreciate your votes in the media section and radio for FM Talk 106.5 and all the shows. It's great. It's an embarrassment of riches to have certain categories where it's almost every person in that category is somebody on FM Talk 106.5 or a show on here. I love it. But also in the city life portion, there's tons of great people to vote for out there. But this is a personal thing. Vote for my friend John Young, best police officer, best Mobilian out there. As we talk about the messaging of what's going on right now, is just how do you change hearts, right? I mean, you've got to do that as part of what changes here. Like, so Larry says, if found guilty, auto death penalty, like I think one of the earlier texters said. Okay. But do you think, and I'm asking a fair question, it's not a rhetorical question, is that a deterrent? I've asked this question for a long time. Will that person who would go out there and shoot up that group of people, do they think they'll be caught, first of all? And is that a deterrent? Because I don't think they go, okay, I'm going to shoot this person, I'm going to kill this person, and it's okay if I just spend life in prison versus death penalty, right? Is a death penalty more about justice for the families and loved ones of those killed, the people killed, or is it truly a deterrent? How big of a deterrent is it? That's right. That's a stick and not a carrot, right, that exists in our system right now. but it hasn't kept people from doing this. We have to think about something else in addition. I'm not saying you take away any of the things we're using right now, but something has to change in cultural fabric out there. Not naive, not thinking that you're going to do away with violence out there, but this not giving any shucks about anybody who's out there who's innocent. You just get the people you have the beef with and to hell with everybody else who gets shot at the same time. It's can't make a law to change that. You got to change hearts. Greg on the text line says, two words, Sean, family values. That's kind of what we've been talking about, right, Greg? And that's not, it's not easy. It's not like we passed family values HB 1234. You know, there is not a law like that. It is something that has to change bit by bit, interaction by interaction. Texter said, yeah, if that made sense to you, you would be insane. You're talking about the shooting. Thank you. Yeah, well, I don't. Have numbers risen since permitless carry? Texter asked. I will ask that tomorrow. Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch is my guest. You're Ask the Sheriff. We do once a month with the sheriff. Will happen tomorrow at noon. I will ask him about that. But once again, you could squeeze the guns, which I don't, I'm not for, because the only people you squeeze are the people trying to do it legitimately. And you wouldn't change this. You wouldn't change this. We have enough guns in our system right now. They get stolen and go down the list of things, straw purchasers, all those things that go on. That you're not going to, you could squeeze as tight as Australia on gun purchases, and you're not going to change this. So that doesn't change it. The threat of life in prison or the death penalty that exists here in Alabama. Now we get them to sniff on the nitrogen hypoxia, right? Get the that doesn't change it. So what you have to go, you have to, if nothing else has worked, then you have to add something else to it. And I think it, and the tough thing is there's no political cap. There should be political capital in it, but there seems to be no political capital in it of resetting values out there. Michael says the gun grabbers always call for taking away guns to make people safer. Why do they talk about the fact that one minority makes up the majority of violent crimes? We would have one of the lowest murder rates in the world if you take away black crime. It depends on the area. Here, you're right. And that's what, I mean, you know, John said all those years ago. And I mean, John and I come together in the fact that the black perpetrators are killing black people. That's what has always driven me crazy when somebody says, that's bigoted. Really? The idea to keep innocent black people alive, to keep other, you know, guilty black people from killing them? But Michael, it's socioeconomic. You can go in East Kentucky, West Virginia, where it's, you know, people make me look Italian. They're so damn white. And gun violence plays out there. It's a cultural decay. It's a cultural decay. But Michael, you're 100% right. In our area, that is true. So how do you take away, if you said take away black crime, how do you take away black crime? You could do several things. And we've been doing many of these things out there so far. What we haven't done is engaged in a great society. Let's say a war against, you know, we had the war against poverty, which is shown not to bear a lot of fruit over the decades. How about a war against, whether it be fatherlessness or morals or right and wrong? But how do you do that? How do you have some bill that comes rolling out of Washington or that says, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to have federal programs to incentivize men in the community standing up as role models. And keep doing it, and keep doing it, and keep doing it. This texter says, let's see, it's Don. All right, good, Don. Good to hear from you. Said, Sean, you know, it's truly sad that some dirtbag can disrupt many people enjoying themselves. Makes it difficult for those of us who are law-abiding carriers not to get involved. Should we ever be, heaven forbid, face a situation like that, split-second decision, where you could use a gun, where you could put a stop to the scum of the earth like these guys, What are your feelings on Stand Your Ground if you're not directly involved personally, but indirectly involved potentially? What a concealed carry person could do to save lives is tough ground to be on. Very much so. And you know what? People who speak like you do, Dawn, make me feel safe. If you don't wrestle with the questions of carrying, then I think something's missing. The best people I would know would wrestle with those questions and think about them. And we would never know. And pray to God we never have that challenge. You know, your idea is to protect your life or the life of an innocent. You're in some situation like that. How do you know who's innocent? Who's, you know, those situations are, who knows? Not until you're in that individual's, who knows? So the idea that you're going to be able to, you know, reach back, pull out, and find the right person, those are tough. A 1,000-person crowd, I don't know. I mean, who would you know who was, you know, I don't think you can in that situation know who the bad guy is. But it is incumbent upon those of us that carry to ask those questions to ourselves. What would you do? I used to tell the old story that, so I've had a concealed carry permit since I could out there. And people used to ask me, what are you going to do if somebody kicks in? You know, I bought my first house when I moved back here in Chickasaw. And I am pretty proud of my first house and all that. And somebody said, what's going to do? Somebody comes breaking in the door. I said, how much time do I have? And they said, well, you can hear him breaking in the door. I said, I'm going out the back window. Because it was just me and, well, I had an idiot roommate. Well, it was my friend, but we're both idiots. Bail out the window. Somebody's coming in, I'm gone. But that changed when I had a family. And I can't get them out. Different story. So I am a strong Second Amendment person, concealed carry person. I am not hoping that day. I think about it, don't want it, but do have my constitutional right to defend myself in the life of an innocent. But in that situation, like you laid out, Don, I don't know. Oh, good. This will lighten the mood here. Here's something from Ricky. Let's see. Ricky has sent me this. To eat, where is this from, Ricky? To eat or be eaten, 5 countries where cannibalism still exists. But that would be exists, right? I mean, it's plural for countries. So whoever wrote the story there, the Mars girl, okay, because that's a credible source. So then Ricky says, it's coming to America. We will starve to death, all of us. America's under judgment, Sean, and the Democrats related those hell on earth, or created the hell on earth. So cannibalism's coming, at least according to something Ricky has sent me. So there's another thing to put in the old pipe and smoke. Let's see. Fire Dog says, until punishment is harsh and swift, it will not be a deterrent. Building your own scaffold for hanging would do it. You think, though, and Fire Dog, you have an idea about this beyond most civilians, right? Well, the people that would go into, and I'm not even talking about the plotting character who's going to take out the person for the insurance money or whatever was the foundation of, what was that show in the 80s, Heart to Heart, where like every episode was somebody trying to take out somebody for the insurance money. I'm not talking about that. But Fire Dog, 1,000 people at a celebration, and somebody has beef with somebody who gives no dams. Because there's no way that 21 people they had to beef with. No, they're trying to shoot somebody. They don't give a damn who else they're shooting. Does that person think, and would they be deterred by the fact that they would be swinging from the gallows pole? I don't know if they do. We need to get those people out of population, and then change the hearts of the people that haven't done that yet. It's a hell of a task to try to do, I understand. Doesn't mean it's not one worth doing.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
That closure still ongoing, Highway 43 at Radcliffe Road. Been going on for a couple hours, and so latest update, still closed there, so take an alternate route. I'll let you know when that's back open. You can always watch our social media feeds. Do that through the FM Talk 106.5 app or go into our Facebook page and check it out there. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So that is my buddy Trey. He's been doing it for 16-plus years, getting rid of junk. We've used them for getting a house ready to sell, used them here with the radio station at a storage unit that was talking about ridiculous. That's a story for another day. We bought the station. The previous owners had been storing things, I don't know, for whatever apocalypse. I don't know. But it was a monumental task. You get a big storage unit to clean out, a little one, something at your house, anywhere, at a shop. But you got to get rid of junk. Use 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And big stuff, they can handle that too, not just like stuff in boxes. If you got above-ground pools and trampolines and storage buildings and all that stuff needs to be gone, the whole thing, they can handle that too. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You set the appointment up by just calling them and saying, hey, here's when I need to do it. They'll work with you to find that day, that time, set the appointment. And all you do when they show up is point at the junk you want gone. They quote you a price right there on the spot so you know what you're getting. And then if you say yes, they get to work right then and get it done. So check them out. My buddy Trey and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Or like I said, pick up the phone. The name is a number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Just look at this. I'm about to put this up on our social media feeds. If you had heard the conversation last hour with Congressman Jerry Carl, this is good news. It's not, you know, the world isn't perfect, but doing everything he can on the snapper side in Washington, you know, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and underneath that, NIMS, National Marine Fisheries, sets the tonnage, the pounds we're allowed for snapper season, and then the state delegates how we're going to fish that. Well, we got another about 80,000 pounds from Congressman Carl, said he held up an appropriation up there for something else, and they finally capitulated. So that'll be another, I don't know, with the average fish size, I think 13,000, something like that, fish. So that should be, that's good news for us going forward. Of course, snapper season opens a week from this coming Friday. So, but we'll put this story up on the social media. You can go back and listen to it and look at some of the stats on that. All right. Thank you. Somebody commenting that they enjoyed the pictures. Yeah, I got lucky enough to get some Aurora Borealis pictures on Friday night. And believe me, I wasn't a genius. I just had a friend who said, hey, because they said, can you see it? And I said, yeah, it kind of looks like something. They said, well, put your phone in night mode. And did that and took these pictures, and those were the pictures I was sharing. That was cool. I've always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis. I got to see it, I guess, through night mode on the phone. I could kind of see maybe where it was without the phone in night mode. I still owe myself a trip somewhere north to go see it before I go under the dirt. But yeah, I got to see a little bit of it. I thought it was very, very cool. I enjoyed that. All right, back to our discussion from earlier. Paul says, yeah, it's baked in for a while. Efforts now may not pay off for 10 years. And that's the tough thing, right, Paul? That's the sell that's tough. John and I talk about it. John Young and I talk about it a bunch. Is that it's not like trying to change culturally is going to buy tomorrow. Nobody's going to get an easy fix, right? That, oh, we're going to do this thing, and then the next day, dirtbags won't be shooting up crowds of people. It's not going to happen overnight. But most things that are worth doing take effort and time. And you got to stop. And you got to change directions. And it may take a long time to pull that other direction, but doesn't mean it's not worth doing it. Chris in Orange Beach, brother, you have no idea the way those kids think. They have no regard for human life. They are Neolithic Neanderthals. Although the Neanderthals, it depends. I think that's not fair to the Neanderthals. Are we calling them Neanderthals or Thals now? Which one? I mean, I grew up as Neanderthals, and now that I heard the hipsters say Thals, whichever. It may be a cut down for the Neanderthals out there. They got, you know, old Homo sapiens kind of ruined their party, didn't we? Supermom, what's up, Supermom, said, was a Stockton shooting an impromptu gathering of that many people, or was it a planned event? I thought large events were required to have security for this very reason. Did I make that up in my head? They did have security. I heard Dan and Dalton talking about this morning. I don't know how many security folks were there. But once again, if you have security, and I think it was a planned event, yes. If you have security, if the dirtbag wants to just produce a gun and start shooting, you know, the security can be of some help, but not by the time, you know, they go out and pull the trigger. I mean, even if you could get them stopped in 30 seconds, what can be done? She goes on to say here, too, if we could only legislate morality and good sense. I agree. And morality, not even like constrained morality of piety and all that. No, it's do unto others. Right? Don't kill innocent people. How about that? This texter says, we need to enforce a death penalty to be immediately instead of years on death row. Blue Moon in Somerdale says, bring back public hanging. They'll think twice, I think. Maybe. Blue Moon, you and a lot of people are saying the same thing. I just don't know if these people would even think about it, because the death penalty's out there now. First step, this texter says, first step is to incentivize people, to quit incentivizing people to have babies. Yes. This is about parenting. Absolutely. Pat says, I don't worry about those laws, Sean. If I need to protect someone, I will every time. If I go to prison, so be it. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that's an easy decision in a crowd like that. All right. Unfortunately, we'll probably pick this same conversation up tomorrow. We'll have it with the sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, my guest tomorrow, starting at noon for Ask the Sheriff. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next.